You're with SBS Radio.
Prime Minister James Marape has been visiting Australia over the past week and met with SBS to discuss the future outlook of the island nation. Mr. Marape says the visit has been mutually beneficial for both PNG and Australia as he continues his campaign to move away from the current donor-recipient relationship.
The PNG is stronger and healthy. It's beneficial to Australia. If Australia is stronger and healthy, economically speaking, it's beneficial to PNG. We can take our placing in world's geography apart. We're stuck in this part of the world forever, and being stuck here, we need to have mutual rapport, beneficial rapport at the highest level, and also in government to government. So hopefully we're setting a new pace for us going forward.
Since his landslide victory in May, Mr. Marape has focused on overhauling the mining, forestry and fishing laws. In his maiden address to Parliament, Mr. Marape said he would look into maximising gain from what God has given the country from natural resources, and says he hopes to do this through agriculture.
I picked a coffee the other day in Outback Karata, and it was coffee from South America. I wish it was coffee from PNG. We grow coffee and good organic coffee up there. And that's just one product that we can be known for. But our diversity of possibility in the agricultural produces are so huge. And our diversity in our forestry produces and marine resource produces are so huge. So we're looking at big time in adding value to our economic resources we have in PNG and diversifying our economic base so that we are not aid dependent.
While in Australia, Mr. Marape has also discussed simplifying the visa process for business people travelling between the two countries.
It's also important for Australia and PNG in the world of many border insecurities, transnational criminal activities, and access of PNG from Asia by foot and by sea. So it's an issue that the ministers forum coming up will be discussing is this issue and as to how best we could strengthen the visa issues, the immigration issues and the border security issues.
2 years ago, Australia committed to stronger partnerships for economic growth, security and relationships between people in the Pacific nations through its Step Up program, highlighted in the 2017 Foreign Policy White Paper. After re-election, Prime Minister Scott Morrison reaffirmed the commitment in a visit to the region. Mr. Marape says he also hopes there will be a focus on climate issues, adding that environmental preservation is paramount.
I will also be the voice for the small island Pacific nations that they are sinking, they are drowning, something that they have no direct cause of, but are facing the effect of global weather pattern changes and global climate change, and the world needs to hear the small island nations.
Refugees on Manus Island have urged Papua New Guinea to step up the pressure on Australia to close the island's immigration detention facilities. On Monday, Mr. Marape pushed his Australian counterpart, Scott Morrison, to act on the issue during a meeting in Canberra. While no deadline has been set for the closure of immigration detention facilities on Manus Island, Mr. Marape has demanded the two countries agree to develop a timetable to achieve it. Mr. Marape's visit follows the deportation of Greens Senator Nick McKim after he tried to visit the asylum seeker facilities on Manus Island. Around 450 asylum seekers remain in PNG, and another 350 are being held on Nauru. Anita Bolle, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.